Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
I love these Made in Michigan Monday segments. We've got so many great Michigan companies, long-established companies, and new startups as well. This is in that category, a new startup that's aiming to help bring some comfort to families of military and first responders. It's such a great idea, and it's the brainchild of our next guest, Samantha Vargas, whose new company is Hearts and Heroes. She's on the line with us right now. Samantha, good morning.
Good morning.
What a great story. Tell us how Hearts and Heroes started. How did this all begin?
So there's a couple of different places where, you know, Hearts and Heroes started. My husband and I, we were in the United States Army. And when we served, there was a lot of times that we had to go away. And so when going away, we were trying to find things that we could give to our kids. And I kind of call it, we have these stores that are on our bases. And then they have like a little, I call it like spirit gear section. And they always have these teddy bears that are in uniform. And the teddy bears are cool, but it doesn't really represent us other than the uniform that the teddy bear is wearing. So that's kind of where the big idea came from, was like, there's really nothing out here that kind of represents a parent other than, you know, maybe a teddy bear or something like a pillow. And then currently a police officer here in Michigan. I lost a partner back in 2018, and losing him, he had a daughter, and he talked about his daughter, and, that morning he took his daughter to school, and when he came home, he was never able to go back and pick her up. Wow. And that really stuck with me for a very long time. I don't know if it's, you know, maybe because I'm also in the field or my husband's also in the field, but I just can't imagine taking my kids to daycare and then never being able to go back and, you know, pick them up. With that being said, we started the Hearts and Heroes Project. So now every doll that you buy, money from that doll goes towards the Hearts and Heroes Project, which helps us in turn give a doll to children across the United States that lost their parent in the line of duty. And right now, because we are a startup, you know, we're going back the last year or trying to keep it within the last year. They'll get a personalized doll with, you know, a name and a badge number or a name and a rank kind of to identify the parent. And so that's kind of, you know, our little project and what we're doing right now.
What a great idea. And what comfort that must bring to those children and to those families, huh?
Yeah, you know, I was talking to some other people, and I can't bring, you know, the parent back, but I'm, you know, going to try my best to help them, you know, have some type of remembrance.
So these dolls represent not just military, right, but also other first responders.
Correct. We are doing, currently we have the four branches of military, so Army, Navy, Air Force, and Marines. We also have police officers, we have firefighters, we have nurses, and we have doctors.
How does somebody help support this this startup? I know you've got a Kickstarter?
We do. You can actually go to our website. So it's going to be www.heartsandheroesus.com. And there's a few ways that you could actually help. Through our website, there's a link to our Kickstarter. And people that are familiar with Kickstarter can go on there and pledge and purchase a doll, donate, or, you know, back our company that way. Or some people that aren't as comfortable with Kickstarter or familiar with it, we actually opened up purchasing through the website. So you can also purchase right through our website. And you could also go to the website. There is a Hearts and Heroes Project tab on the website, and you can donate if you just wanted to donate to the cause, to get the dolls out to children that lost a parent in the line of duty. You can just go onto the website and donate that way as well.
What a great idea. Samantha, what's your vision for this project moving forward? How much do you want to see this grow?
Oh, I'm trying to go big. So sky's the limit. You know, eventually, you know, my goal is to get my doll into, you know, shelves of every military store. That way, you know, people don't have to come to me and wait to get these dolls. If they have a parent that's called at the last minute, they could just walk into their store and go ahead and get these dolls for their loved ones. I want to get into books. You know, it's a big thing. Not only is it about comfort, but I also want to bridge the gap. You know, I want to teach children what we do and why we do it. So there's just so much that I want to do, and we're going to get there.
Yeah, you are. You're absolutely off to a great start. You can find out more by going to the website, which is heartsandheroes.com, and that's where all the information is. We look forward to watching this company grow. We'll keep an eye on you and maybe have you back as things begin to move forward. What a great idea.
No problem. And there is, I just want to, there is, it's heartsandheroesus.com.
I missed that. Yep, heartsandheroesus.com. You're absolutely right about that. Heartsandheroesus.com. We will check it out. Samantha, thanks so much for sharing this story with us.
No, not a problem. I appreciate you having me. Thank you very much.